News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're listening to the Earth Needs Rebel Show, live from Dublin, Ireland, with your host, Kevin Bull. Join the rebels at freethinkingvoice.org. Apply to take the rebel platform by emailing the rebels at the Earth Needs Rebel Show at freethinkingvoice.tv.
The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter what, there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong so wrong. Now that my pride.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Three Thinking Voice, the Earth Needs Rebel Show, broadcast on Orion Talk Radio from Tonawanda, New York, 1650 on the AM, global on the internet, and don't forget your tune-in radio feed. Make sure you check out News Talker weeknights, Monday to Friday from 10 to midnight. Hosts Bob Green and Eric Hedrick dive into the world of corruption and conspiracy. It's News Talker, 10 to midnight, right here on Orion Talk Radio. Now, as I explained to you, listeners, in the first part of the show, the news part of the show, we have got with us today the lovely Patricia Reed. And let me just give you a bit of background on Patricia before I bring her onto the show. You're going to really enjoy listening to Patricia in this very spiritual show. Patricia Reed is the author of The Space Between, an inspirational tale of the journey out of the ego mind and into spirit. Patricia is the founder and creator of Energetic Mastery Mindset, energeticmastery.com. So remember the web address, energeticmastery.com. She's also a healer trained as a practitioner of NLP. I'm going to hopefully get this one right. Theta healing, TFT, EFT, and reconnective healing, as well as a spiritual teacher, empath, divine channel, and intuitive coach. So that gives you a light background on Patricia as to what she's about, and it's quite wide-ranging. You're going to really enjoy it, I can assure you, in the basis that you're going to find that she's got some lovely views and where those views have come from. Just give you a bit more reading. Patricia's focus is teaching is in purification of the mind and body. As she works with you, she shows you how your mindset and subconscious programming have together been building the patterns and strategies that keep you stuck in self-sabotage. How true, Patricia. And in training you in how to find and clear the energy blockades so that you may remember who you really are and live in spirit truth, achieving mastery in energetic evolution. Patricia offers the Energetic Mastery Mindset Coaching Home Study Course to help you understand and clarify your desires and purposes as we collectively evolve and ascend. She also offers weekly and monthly Energetic Mastery Energy Healing Transmissions. So she's quite an amazing lady, to say the least. I've had a couple of pre-show chats with Patricia, and I really enjoyed them, because I can tell you, on top of all this, she's a really fun lady as well. So we're really going to enjoy the show. So before I say anything else, let me bring Patricia on the show. So, Patricia Reed, welcome to Three Thinking Voice, the Earth Needs Rebel show, broadcast on Orion Talk Radio. We're really pleased to have you on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure and honor for me. Hello, Kevin. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Listen, Patricia, you know, I did enjoy so much our pre-show chats we did, you know. They were very relaxed, and your personality, you've got a lovely personality, you know, and a fun personality. That comes across really well, it does. And I think you come across to people online like that as well. I think people get you, you know, they automatically get you've got this nice character within you and everything else, which really helps in connecting to you. But your life hasn't always been easy, I know that. We talked in the pre-show chat, and you can take this where you like, but if we roll the clock back, it wasn't always the free spiritual world you were in. It started off a bit regimented, didn't it?
Oh, well, there's a word, maybe an understatement. Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up very religious. It was a very strict fundamentalist type of religion, Christian based. And it was, you know, looking back, it was kind of cult-like. but I'm thankful, you know, I learned the Bible like the back of my hand, but it was kind of cult-like in the way that, you know, it was fear-based. It was, you know, the type of religion that you're not really allowed to have questions. You're not really allowed to go outside of itself for any kind of support, friendship. I grew up that way, so all through school I was the weird girl and no extracurricular activities allowed, and you know, they would just kind of batch over the head with a Bible, bam, 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 bam. Bad associations lead to bad habits or whatever. you associate with anybody outside this religion and you're gonna be corrupted and you're gonna turn bad, and they would actually shun you if you got in trouble. So they would take away your whole world and make your religion your entire world. That would be the foundation of every belief that you had. And so you had no idea what was outside. And then they would threaten you, put the fear of God in you. They're going to take away your entire world, including your family, if you go against the rules. So that was the kind of background that I grew up in, on that side.
Now, and the lovely bit I got from this, you know, which is I think there's a beautiful story behind this, particularly around your mum as well. And there is a real breaking out, I think, like a butterfly from all of this with you, Patricia, that you sort of realise this wasn't quite right, to say the least. And mm-hmm. you literally evolved, I think, from it into this free spiritual creature that started to learn a new path.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, it happened. There was a lot of turmoil. I suppose this would be a good place to explain why it was so very difficult within the religion, but also my home life was very, very challenging, because my mother had mercury poisoning and she was very sick. It was beyond just mercury poisoning people think of today. We didn't know at the time that it was mercury poisoning. We didn't know what was the matter with her. She went to dozens and dozens of doctors, and in the process of trying to diagnose what was the matter, they would, you know, just keep giving her pharmaceutical drugs and misdiagnoses, and each time she would go to a doctor and try something new, she would get even sicker. It went to the point that she actually became chemically sensitive. You know, it started out with some food sensitivities and food allergies that would make her deathly sick, and it extended out. It went to the point of she became allergic to chemicals, fumes around her. She couldn't go out anywhere in public. It went beyond. She became even allergic to her own hormones and her own brain chemicals. She would go into seizures. You know, when the moon would hit full, 3 days before the full moon, her hormones would kick in, brain chemicals would change. She would go into a seizure. If anybody went outside, you know, out to the store or something, if we came back inside and we had any kind of chemical fumes on us whatsoever, it would make her deathly sick. There ended up being about 4 foods on the face of the planet that she could eat without getting sick. And eventually what happened with her illness, which was very difficult because she didn't look sick. And people within the religion, which was, you know, the only support structure we had, because we weren't allowed anything outside the religion. So people didn't understand that she was sick. They thought she was making it up. They thought she was crazy. They judged her. They judged the family. And it's really just ignorance. People don't understand what they don't know. Doctors didn't know. And I used to just wish that maybe she could have cancer. Not that I wanted her to have cancer, but just to put an idea of how difficult it was living with a mother with this kind of particular illness that nobody understood and nobody believed. Even our own family members struggled to understand that she wasn't making it up. She wasn't just crazy making things up. Well, what eventually happened with all of the stress from the seizures, the sensitivities, everything going on in her body, when she was 38 years old, she had a stroke. She had a stroke and a brain aneurysm. And that left her bedridden for the next 2 years because half of the aneurysm went, the other half kind of just, you know, stayed and blocked off her flow of brain fluid and spinal fluid. And so for her to sit up or stand for any amount of time more than a couple of seconds, it would cause the brain fluid to build up in her brain and cause so much pressure that she knew the rest of the aneurysm would go if she had any kind of pressure on that for any length of time. So at the time, I was a senior in high school. I was 17 years old. And I had to get early dismissal and come home from school early, give up my favorite classes and the friendships that I kind of had finally made in school. We always moved back and forth, and so it was the first time I had actually been in one school for more than 1 year in the same place. And I would come home early and take care of her. And for 2 years, that was basically the way things went in my home life for me. So it was a very difficult situation. I basically just ran away. I got married very young, at 20 years old. I got married, and it was another very challenging situation, that particular marriage. And it got to the point where within the religion itself, the struggles I had in my marriage and the people that I turned to for support, which were all in the religion, I just saw a lot of judgment. I saw a lot of hypocrisy. And one day when I was 25 years old, I just had it. I had enough. And I thought, you know, I can't stand living like this. I can't stand looking at other people and seeing nothing but hypocrisy. I know that my religion teaches and preaches Jesus, but I don't see Jesus. I don't even know if Jesus is real. I don't even know if God is real. Is the sky even blue? It looks blue, but is it really? And so I had the realization at that time. I remember standing in the bathroom in front of the mirror and just looking at my reflection saying, who am I? Who am I? Am I this person in the mirror? Who am I? and realizing that every belief that I had, right down to the leaves are green and the sky is blue, was based on what I had been taught in my religion. And so I didn't know at that point, is there a God? What's happening to me? Who am I? And I just said a prayer, and I broke down into tears, and I got down on my knees, and I said, I don't know if there is a God. And I don't know what is really out there. But I do believe, to my very core, I somehow just know that there is something beyond me, some vast intelligence that is beyond me. And so it is to you, intelligence, that I address this and I ask this. I want to know what is true. That was my question, and that was the day that my life began to change. I just began to take apart every belief that I had and really question it. Is the sky really blue? Are the leaves on the trees really green? Is there really a world out there? And once you can actually begin to be open to the idea of being wrong about everything you believe, then you can actually begin to awaken to new possibilities that you were previously closed off to. Things you would never have imagined. And this is where life takes a turn and you start to watch synchronicities occur. You begin to experience miracles in your life. So that's kind of how I got started with all of this.
Now, you know, I think that was very moving, actually, Patricia, because the bit about you sort of looking in the mirror and really sort of searching for your own identity as much as anything comes across there, because with the amount of influence and control on the religious base that you describe earlier, that really does sound like indoctrination to a major degree, it's so easy to lose oneself, even if you're an adult in that kind of situation. We had a professor come on who was taken prisoner by Muslims in Casablanca, and the only way he could escape was to convince them that he'd been converted. And when he left, he wasn't too sure whether he had. You know, it was that extraordinary. And it can be like that because you're surrounded by people with the same belief system, almost acting as gods about your every thought and feeling and who you're connecting with. And of course, you don't get the natural chance to explore. But then you've got an awakening at this point where I think you're clearly saying you realise there's a lot more than this, and you've recognised that your own idea is in challenge as well. But what I like from this point forward is your exploration of everything there is, because spirituality is not the same as religion.
It's not at
control.
All.
It's free, isn't it, Patricia?
Absolutely.
And once you broke free, you started to build a different world of exploration into the lovely side of spiritual, which isn't more. I think everyone else is engaged. I'm not going to take you all the way forward today because you're very much a personality and everyone is sort of engaging with you today because of what you've had. But you take us through those years beyond there, because that's where it really started to open for you, I think, and you started to find a world that was much more interesting.
Well, yeah. I also began to get sick. I had started getting a little bit sick, you know, before age 25, before I had that particular day in front of the mirror and asked what is true. It didn't occur to me that the symptoms that I had, the particular illnesses going on that I had, didn't occur to me that it was anything like what my mother had. I mean, it was just, for me, it was kind of more the beginning stages, and I just thought I had hormone imbalance. I thought I had, cavities. I don't know, just little things. But as time went on, and I went down the same road as my mother, as far as going to doctor after doctor after doctor and taking pharmaceutical drug after pharmaceutical drug, and every time that I would take something that was supposed to help me, well, it didn't help. And then I would manifest some new symptoms and go back to the doctor and get a new drug. And finally I was like, okay, this really just isn't working for me. But the idea of having some sort of crazy illness like my mother had scared me to death. There was no way, that is not my problem. I do not have that problem. No, 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 no. Run away, run away, run away. It's not true. No, it's not true. That can't happen to me. No, I'm not going to live in a bubble, because we had to live in a bubble because she was so sick and she couldn't have all of these outside chemical fumes. And no, 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 no. I can go to doctors. Look at me. I can go to work. I don't have what she has. But come to find out later on when we discovered mercury poisoning, yeah, I had it, and it was transferred in the womb, and when I got to a certain age and had a certain amount of antibiotics and a certain amount of pharmaceutical drugs, what you don't realize with mercury poisoning is that it really does a lot to mess up your liver, your nerves, as well as you tend to, when your liver's not operating functionally, it's not operating properly, you tend to have lower levels of your body's own made master antioxidant called glutathione. And this is huge when it comes to your immune system. So you also tend to get, you know, after you take a certain amount of antibiotics, you also tend to get candida and gut flora imbalance. And this, people don't realize how immensely huge this is to their health. When you have excess candida, when you don't have enough beneficial flora in your gut, this really adversely affects your immune system. So you start getting chemically sensitive. You start developing sensitivities to food. All sorts of things start going haywire in your body. Mercury is a culprit. The candida is a culprit. The lack of friendly flora is a culprit. Pharmaceutical drugs that impede your liver function, these are all culprits. And it isn't until you actually start digging in, you know, take responsibility for your own health. Don't just go to people who don't know. You know, they you think they know because they're supposed to know, but they don't know. Because they're the ones giving you the stuff that's making you feel worse. So I said, all right, I am going to take responsibility for my own health. I am going to do some research here, and I'm going to figure out what's going on with my body. So I started getting down into the alternative healing avenues, and I really kind of made myself an expert out of necessity. And eventually it turned into a passion. It was what I ate and breathed and slept. I would go to work, and when I wasn't busy doing my work at work, I was busy researching alternative health. And this went on for years. But what happened was, you know, it's not covered by insurance. It can get expensive when you're buying all these supplements and trying specific things.
You're just going into the break, Patricia. We'll
okay.
Be about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'll bring you on the other side at about 35 minutes past, and we'll be able to continue then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Living alone, I think of all friends I've known. But when I die,
Real Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top 25 newspapers, and news control became reality. The CIA took over in the 1950s with Operation Mockingbird, recruiting over 400 journalists and newspeople, including Walter Lippmann, Edward R. Murrow, and Walter Cronkite. And today's top media figures are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, a group that at best is a think tank for foreign intervention, and at worst a proponent for the New World Order. The number one rule in journalism is to always follow the truth. The number two rule is no entangling alliances that prevent you from following rule number one. So why then are corporate media members part of the CFR? And now today, six corporations control our major media, which is why more people are turning to us. So keep listening and tell a friend.
Orion News Talk. News and views beyond the mainstream media.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Obama and his advisors are still trying to justify a missile attack against the Syrian government. Our correspondent Connie Lawn brings us this report from Washington.
Lawmakers have been briefed about allegations the Assad government used the chemical weapons against rebels and innocent civilians. It is also trying to justify the legality of any attacks. The president is supposed to go to Sweden and Russia next week for G20 meetings. It would be awkward to be attacking Syria at that time, and there is little appetite in this country for involvement in another Middle East war.
The U.S. economy grew at a 2.5% annual rate from April through June, much faster than previously estimated. The steep revision was largely because U.S. companies exported more goods and imports declined. The Commerce Department said second quarter growth was sharply higher than the initial 1.7% rate it reported last month. This is IRN USA Radio News.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business-class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long-distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at DependableVoice.com. That's DependableVoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Don't miss the medical conspiracy hosted by me, Dr. Carpenter, every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Orion Talk Radio.
First they ignore you, then laugh at you, and hate you. Then they fight you, then you win. When the truth dies,
hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Rethinking Voice, the Earth Needs Rebel Show, broadcast on Orion Talk Radio from Tonawanda, New York, 16:50 on the AM, global on the internet, and don't forget that tune-in radio feed. Make sure you listen to America Talks, hosted by veteran broadcaster David Zublik, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. ET. The Doctor of the Republic with Patriot Radio at its best. It's America Talks exclusively on Orion Talk Radio. Now we've got the lovely Patricia Reed with us today. Patricia's a very, very spiritual lady. And I just love this story. I've spent two pre-show chats with Patricia explaining her life story, which I find is fascinating. How she goes from of almost a controlled religious background, being brought up that way, to breaking free like a butterfly, I think, into spirituality away from religion, where the freedom really exists to explore everything and be oneself and that. I don't think there's a better chance to capture that as a real life story than Patricia's story. And she's going through a journey at the moment. She's taken us to the point where Mum's poorly, and when she was 17, and she's got mercury poisoning and having all kinds of reactions because of how it's affecting her immune system to toxins or anything like that, very sensitive indeed. And they're living a life where they're virtually living life in a bubble. They've got to go through careful procedure to detoxify themselves going into the home in reality of this, and then go out again. So I would imagine parties wouldn't be too easy a thing, Patricia, stays at 17 in that environment.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have a lot of the things your friends had, I don't think, at 17. I think it would be ruled out.
No. No, definitely different than the other 17-year-olds that I knew.
But you stayed in there. You stayed in there through all of this, didn't you?
Well, I tried to exit, you know, sort of. But I ran away as best I could. But, you know, you can't run away from your problems. You can't. Because, you know, as you learn, as you become, rather remember your spirituality as you evolve and as you begin to go through the enlightenment process, you begin to understand that your problems are mostly, you know, for the most part, they're self-made. And it's all because of the filtering system that we make up. We make up this skeleton version of reality that it's all based on our beliefs. And what is a belief but an expectation based on past experience? It's something that's coded in our DNA, programmed by society, programmed by parents, teachers. You know, how many people actually put themselves through the thought process? It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to question your beliefs. Because why? Because you get into the ego that says, oh, no, I have to be right. I have to be right. Oh, my God, I can't be wrong. And that's all ego. But when you're willing to open up and challenge that and say, hey, you know what, this little skeleton version of reality that I've got, I'm going to take responsibility and say, okay, I am responsible for this. I made this because of my beliefs. Now, what are my beliefs? Because I can change any belief I want. I can change any filter I want. I can open up any avenue. There's this whole universe of unmanifested universal energy, this infinite cloud of data. And our brains can only process so much at a time. So we have to filter it. But how we filter it, what we don't realize is that's our choice. We do not have to continue to filter data the way we have been. We can go in and say, hey, I was wrong about this belief. Just because I had a past experience that said that this is so doesn't make it really so. It just means that I filtered data that way in the past. But I'm going to just take responsibility now for being wrong. Thank God I was wrong. And I'm going to filter data a new way now. And I'm going to look forward and say, the past is not now. I mean, it is now, past, present, future, all now. But going forward, I don't have to repeat the past. That is my choice. And you actually take command of your own reality. So, yeah, this is kind of the whole process by which we create not only the reflection of outer reality that we think of as the world out there, but also even things like our health. I mean, every physical symptom that we have is really the manifestation of a belief that isn't true, that causes discomfort. It causes the uncomfortable thoughts that we're not willing to confront. And so when we run away from those, guess what? We never run away. We never get away. They just get suppressed. They go in deeper and deeper and deeper until there is no choice but to manifest physically in our bodies to get our attention and say, hey, you have a belief here that's causing you to think thoughts that make you feel like this, you know? And so I'm going to act up in your body to get your attention because you are not confronting the thoughts that would lead you to me, your little belief here that's just not true. Because if you would confront me and say, hey, I was wrong, then I could just be acknowledged and I could be accepted as I am. And I could be let go then, and I could be set free. And so that's really the way it happens. You cannot run away from your problems. You've got to face them.
You know, it's one of the biggest human problems that we often get in society. Normally, it's much more of a problem the higher we go in society and the power or control a person has, because their empathy goes down, because they don't need to use it so much as they climb in control or power within our society, particularly the global structure. We eventually get to a point of arrogance where we'll never accept the wrong. We'll never go back on anything. So It then becomes controlling everyone else and even harming other people to prove we're right when we get to that kind of thing. It's one of the biggest human failures, I think, to perpetuate the ego, which talk about getting away from. And, of course, it is the ego that's the problem. It takes us away from spirituality altogether, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, what are wars thought about, if not beliefs? What are we actually kill each other for? Beliefs. They're not even real. They're not even true. So this is where, you know, you come in and you say, hey, I don't really like this particular reality. And, you know, maybe I believed that I was helpless to change it, but maybe I was wrong. You know, sometimes it can be really empowering to say, I was wrong. Because this is how you can actually tune into your real power, your true power, which is love, which is the entire purpose for life, is love that is without the ego's conditions. That's what we're all here for. So, what if I said, you know what? Maybe I'm not this little person with this closed mind and this helpless victim or this martyr or whatever it is that my particular belief might be. Maybe I'm not this little me. What if I'm God? Ooh, well, what kind of filters would God have? What kind of beliefs would God have about God's self? What if I were godly? How would I change my beliefs then? Would I, if I were godly, would I be a helpless victim? No. If I were godly, would I be a martyr? Would I struggle and sacrifice? No. Would I judge other people? Well, you might believe that if you have that belief about God, but really, if God is love, can God also be fear? And these are things that you start to think about. And where do you go for the answers? Well, there are a lot of sources outside yourself that you can start searching for, but ultimately the answers cannot be told to you because the answers are in your own heart. And the journey through enlightenment is really actually the journey to your own heart. And that is where your spirit connection is. That's where all the answers are. But it takes a willingness to ask questions that might be uncomfortable because you've got to go through the, I was wrong. But once you start going through that enough, you realize, ooh, I found another thing I was wrong about. Yay! Because every time you admit to being wrong about a little belief that makes your life uncomfortable, that makes you feel bad, well, you get to tune into your real power. This is a real sense of empowerment going on.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing about that, and I like your view on that, Patricia, because the way I look at it, I look at it from a very empathetic point of view and a non-ego point of view. Or that's where we try to be, because if we move away from it, we're losing touch with all of the abilities we have to really truly understand things through empathy and connection to source. But the thing about, you know, the situation of dealing with when we're wrong is, I think, an easy one once you realize it. The simple facts of it are, every time we realize we're wrong or we realize we've made a mistake, and we then look at it and say, oh, yeah, I've got this wrong. Why did I get this wrong? And then look at it and then learn from the process. We've actually advanced.
Yeah.
We've actually advanced. But we can only advance in creative, spiritual, empathic way if we step out of ego.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Then the other thing, too, is to understand, you know, and this is all explained in my book. And what exactly is the ego? What is the ego? What does it want? What does the ego actually want? Well, you know what? It wants to survive. It wants to be right. And it wants your power. That's the ego's agenda. It wants these three things, right? So the other thing is our root desire foundationally that we all have built right into us is to be recognized by Source. Unconsciously, in the very deep recesses of the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind, we realize that Source is in each other. We recognize each other unconsciously as Source, and so we look for recognition from each other. So you take the root desire, you take what you know about what does the ego want, and all of a sudden you begin to realize, okay, the ego is insane. Well, first of all, according to spirit, the ego is like opposite world. But it also does serve a purpose. You know, we couldn't be here as humans in physical form without ego. Ego gives us structure. Ego gives us sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell. We get certain pleasure from the ego. So going forward, you know, you don't want to maybe resist and judge your ego. Maybe you just want to understand that ego is kind of a little bit of darkness, and there are different levels of ego. There's the lower ego, which is what we identify ourselves as while we're here. Hi, I'm Patricia Reed. This is my ego. You see this body. You see this person. I know I'm not this body, but most people don't realize this. Most people don't realize that we're not our bodies. We're not these little individual identities that we think we are. We're actually spirit having a little play here. So don't judge the ego. Just understand the ego. Recognize the ego. Acknowledge it. It is trainable. It is trainable. And every time it's trainable, you get to live a little bit more from a higher ego, which is your soul, a much higher, much more expansive ego. You get to live life as your soul. You get to allow spirit to come through you. Spirit is who you really are. You get to begin to remember your true self. Which is, you know, I've had these light experiences where I've had these little flashes that you get to be filled with so much love. You wonder, how can a body even contain it? You feel like your heart is just going to burst. But that's really the truth of who we are.
It truly is. It truly is. But if we look at the parallel between what you're saying, Patricia, and your actual book title, I think, spells it out. The space between an inspirational tale of the journey out of the ego mind and in spirit. I think it's a brilliant title, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's the journey we're supposed to be making, isn't it? You know, it really is. Where can people connect with you, Patricia? So just give me all of the connection points, Facebook or web addresses or anything you want to get for business.
Oh, sure, yeah. My website is energetic-mastery.com. That's energetic, energetic-mastery.com. And if you head over there, you can see I've got a blog, I make postings, you know, you want to read something a little inspirational every now and then that just helps you to go inward and find your heart space and be in it a little bit. I write some really nice posts that I love to share with people, and I invite you to just come on over to my website, check it out. You can find my book there. Again, it's called The Space Between. And the subtitle is An Inspirational Tale of the Journey Out of the Ego Mind and Into Spirit. The book is in part my own personal journey. The first part of the book really is mostly about my own experience through the enlightening, the enlightenment process. And the second half of the book is really mostly channeled. My own tale continues through the second half of the book, but most of what's in the second half of the book is purely channeled. It's a book that it's deeply metaphysical. You might have to read it a few times. It's one of those things that you read it the first time and it's kind of like, what? You read it the second time, wait a second, I don't remember reading this. There's something new in it every time you read it. It's kind of magical that way. I have the greatest guides, so they helped me write it. And it always, you know, every time I find myself going through a challenging time, I can just pick up my book and turn it to any page, start reading, and I feel better because it's a brilliant reminder. And I love to give credit to my guides for helping me out with this book.
Brilliant. Listen, I just wanted to let listeners know, you can also connect with Patricia Reed on Facebook. She's very popular on Facebook, I can tell you as well. And I just love the photo you've chose for Facebook because it really does capture the spiritual side of you, you know. It's a great photo, that is. I don't really use it on the main website as well.
No, I don't think I have that photo on the main website. It's a little bit older. It's just a little bit older. I need to take some new pictures of myself. I think I on Facebook I have one that's current. But yeah, I mean, thank you.
No, I love this stuff, and you've definitely got the right angle, Patricia, because I think we're in a lifelong battle between our own ego and the connection to the spiritual, because if we move too far into ego, then we're too self-opinionated and we can't accept information that we get through connecting to source, so we sort of lose our way, don't we?
Right. You can't be teachable if you can't be wrong. And when it comes to spirit that comes from your heart, you have to be willing to be wrong. You just have to, if you're going to allow spirit to teach you what is true. If you want to know what is true, start getting used to saying, I was wrong. Start getting used to being open to being wrong, and it's okay. It's a really good thing to let yourself be wrong.
I think, you know, when we've listened, I've obviously spent a lot more time to listen to you explain to me about your childhood and going all the way through, and we've done the two pre-shows and that. But the thing I get overall from you is, and it's a nice feature with your personality, it's part of your personality as well when people get to know you. You really did go from something very controlled to really a real freedom. The butterfly breaks free and the exploration starts and the spiritual all comes together. But it's your personality under that, because you're a real fun character. You're very giggly. I just love that side of you now in an interview, that you come across that way. You have a way of not taking things too seriously at the same time as having quite reasonably strong spiritual views and that. It comes together nicely.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm actually really glad that I did grow up the way that I did. I'm so thankful for those lessons. I'm so thankful for everything that I did go through. I realized that on a higher level, before I incarnated here, I actually chose all that. Just because I don't remember doesn't mean that I'm some sort of a victim because of the past that I had. No. No, I know that I chose this. And I know that even if I might not know exactly what the lessons are now, you know, I'm sure there are more lessons than I'm even aware of. I know that my soul is elated for having learned them and evolving. Everything is really, it's about love. It's about finding our way back to love, back into love, being the love that we are, because this is the process of evolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Patricia. We're going out the other end of the show. We're into the bumper now. And I want to thank you, Patricia Reed. Really loved having you on the show and giving us a chance to present you to everyone, because I think you're a lovely lady and you've got a great spiritual message for everyone to connect with. Do connect with Patricia. She's all her information is also in the chat. That's grindtalkradio.com. Go to the chat, The Earth Needs Rebel, and you can go straight to the links over to Patricia there, because you're really going to enjoy this lady, I can tell you. Thank you so much for coming on Free Thinking Voice, The Earth Needs Rebel Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with me, Patricia. I'll chat with you afterwards. Let me just say goodbye to listeners. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to Three Thinking Voice, The Earth Needs Rebel Show on Ryan Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 3 p.m. with another great show.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Orion Talk Radio, we're constantly working hard on your behalf, but the fight for freedom could not be fought without you. So we want to hear what you have to say at 888-TO-SAY, at 888-TO-SAY, at 888-TO-SAY, at 888-TO-SAY, at 888-TO-SAY, at 888-TO-SAY.